Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South Africa's national lottery is set to continue, but under very uncertain circumstances. The license held by incumbent Ituba lapsed at midnight on Saturday. The new operator, Sizakaya, has said it will only be able to take over in June of next year. Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau says he has agreed with Ituba and the National Lotteries Commission to allow Ituba to continue operating under a temporary license for the next 12 months. But that's despite two court orders, which according to Business Day seem to indicate the opposite. One of the losing bidders, Wina Njalo, went to court last month, arguing that the temporary license was illegal. The court agreed, but suspended its order for 5 months in order to keep the lottery running. The National Lotteries Commission then went to court last week, asking it to extend the suspension order to 12 months. The court declined. But Tau says his decision to issue the temporary license for 12 months aligns with the spirit of the court orders. We shall see, but the Business Day report suggests that more court action is in the pipeline. Looking at the markets, locally we're in good shape and the Europeans are flying. In the case of the JSE, it had a big boost from Naspers and Prosus, in turn given a helping hand by China's most valuable company, Tencent. The JSE was up 7% in May, its biggest monthly gain since June last year, and its best May since 2013. Tencent has just reported a faster than anticipated 13% rise in sales. And Europe has 8 of the top 10 biggest gainers this year: Slovenia, Poland, Greece, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Spain, Austria and Germany. They're all up between 32% and 42%. Why? Very simply, investors are moving away from America and Trump-driven uncertainty. All of the major European indices have outperformed the S&P 500 so far this year, although none comes close to this year's winner so far. That honor goes to Ghana. The Ghana Stock Exchange Composite is up 80% year-to-date. So how did we close on Friday night? Slightly down from Thursday's record high. The all-share down 0.4%, the top 40 down 0.6. London's FTSE up 0.6%, in New York the Dow up 0.1%, the S&P 500 flat, the Nasdaq down 0.3%. Tokyo this morning down 1.5%, Hong Kong down 2.6%, Sydney down 0.2%. The US dollar has slipped back to 1.14 against the euro. They're at 17.98 to the dollar this morning, 20.43 to the euro, 24.24 to sterling. Gold at 3,306, platinum 1,050, Bitcoin just under 105,000, and Brent crude oil just over $64 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.